You only agreed to try and get back in her good books.
All's fair in love and war, said Ron brightly.
And this is a bit of both. Cheer up. It's the Christmas holidays. Luna will be home.
They had an excellent view of the village of Ottery St. Catchpole from the breezy hillside to which they disapparated next morning. From their high vantage point, the village looked like a collection of toy houses in the great slanting shafts of sunlight stretching to earth in the breaks between clouds. They stood for a minute or two looking toward the burrow, their hands shadowing their eyes, but all they could make out were the high hedges and trees of the orchard, which afforded the crooked little house protection from muggle eyes.
It's weird, being this near but not going to visit, said Ron.
Well, it's not like you haven't just seen them. You were there for Christmas, said Hermione coldly.
I wasn't at the burrow, said Ron with an incredulous laugh. Do you think I was going to go back there and tell them all I'd walked out on you? Yeah, Fred and George would have been great about it. And Ginny, she'd have been really understanding.
But where have you been then? Asked Hermione, surprised.
Bill and Fleur's new place, Shell Cottage.
Bill's always been decent to me. He wasn't impressed when he heard what I'd done, but he didn't go on about it. He knew I was really sorry. None of the rest of the family know I was there. Bill told Mum he and Fleur weren't going home for Christmas because they wanted to spend it alone. You know, first holiday after they were married. I don't think Fleur minded. You know how much she hates Celestina Warbeck.
Ron turned his back on the burrow.
Let's try up here,
he said, leading the way over the top of the hill. They walked for a few hours, Harry, at Hermione's insistence, hidden beneath the invisibility cloak. The cluster of low hills appeared to be uninhabited, apart from one small cottage, which seemed deserted.
Do you think it's theirs, and they've gone away for Christmas?
Said Hermione, peering through the window at a neat little kitchen with geraniums on the windowsill. Ron snorted.
Listen, I've got a feeling you'd be able to tell who lived there if you look through the Lovegoods window. Let's try the next lot of hills.
So they disapparated a few miles farther north.
Aha!
Shouted Ron as the wind whipped their hair and clothes. Ron was pointing upward, toward the top of the hill on which they had appeared, where a most strange-looking house rose vertically against the sky, a great black cylinder with a ghostly moon hanging behind it in the afternoon sky.
That's got to be Luna's house. Who else would live in a place like that? It looks like a giant rook.
It's nothing like a bird, said Hermione, frowning at the tower.
I was talking about a chess rook, said Ron. A castle to you.
Ron's legs were the longest, and he reached the top of the hill first. When Harry and Hermione caught up with him, panting and clutching stitches in their sides, they found him grinning broadly.